When we're talking about predictions, we talked to the man, the GM behind PredictionMachine.com. His name is Paul Basir, and he joins us in the Zone on the Revolution Hotline. Good morning, Paul. Welcome back to the Zone. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We've been yelling at people. Yeah. We're getting fired up. It's Final Four. Our team's not in it again. We're a little edgy. It's all good, though. I mean, it's sunshiny, and we should be all happy days and rainbows and unicorns, and yet we're upset because Kentucky's in the Final Four and Arkansas isn't really in the tournament at all. So
understood. I was looking it up, and I don't know if this is good or bad, but we did have Arkansas finish basically right at 100 overall in our power rankings. It means that they were within that. I know that number isn't great and isn't where you guys want it to be, but it isn't bad. There are several SEC teams, let alone other BCS or Big Six conference teams that are behind them in the power rankings. So hopefully things are looking up for that team.
Yeah, if you don't think I'm excited about that, you're crazy. In fact, as soon as I leave Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram today, I'm going right to a T-shirt store, and I'm getting 100 made up that says we're number 100.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's something. Because last year we were like 165, so we're making our way up the ladder. All right, well, let's talk about tell people who haven't heard you before what the prediction machine is exactly, how it works, and what you can predict from your prediction machine.
Yeah, our mantra is that we play the game 50,000 times before it's actually played. And this is based on what we call the predictilator, which is the machine. And I've been working on professionally now for 9 years. It's my ninth NCAA tournament. And we actually simulate every single game play-by-play with basketball, at least all 10 players interacting on the court. The coaching staff's playing a role as well. Just figure out exactly how likely any team is to win, by how much, how often, who's going to do what within the games. We do this for other sports as well. We've had quite a bit of success, especially this time of year, both years. Meaning in March, but also meaning at the end of a season and a tournament structure where, you know, everybody's motivation is at its greatest and you have a full season's worth of data. And the NFL playoffs were all-time 20-3 against the spread in college basketball. We're actually not that far away from that number and in the 90th percentile right now with this year's most likely bracket. So fortunately, the simulation sounds good, but it also has been good as well.
Well, let's talk about this year's Final Four, and it is no surprise when I look at the numbers here that were sent to me. Mm-hmm. Kentucky is the overwhelming favorite at 44%. Tell me, put that not only in context of this year, but where that puts maybe over the last 10, 15 years, or I guess however long you've been doing this.
Sure,
how much of a favorite that is.
Yeah, and Kentucky was the biggest favorite that I had seen going into the tournament in the last 4 years. So this is when the tournament started at about 25%. So to see that number at 44% now actually represents the fact that there are other teams around them are a little bit stronger than we typically see in the Final Four. Because around this time, there's usually one favorite that's around. It's a little bit more likely than not to win it. The fact that Kentucky, though being an overall main favorite, is only 44% means that technically the field, the other three teams, win it a little bit more often. So in context of the entire tournament when we started, it looked like this was the best team we had seen in a long time, but Ohio State was always neck and neck with them the entire season, 1-2 in our power rankings every single week, 1-1, and sometimes in the opposite order. So to see them still here, and that was our most likely championship game to see a strong team like that, let alone Kansas team that's finished fourth in our power rankings, and Louisville that's playing as well as anybody defensively right now in the country. And these four teams are stronger than we generally see at this time of year.
Now, what about, by your numbers here, it looks like Ohio State is about twice as likely to win the thing as Kansas is. Is that a fair understanding?
Yeah, and I'll break down the upcoming games very quickly to put that in context. First of all, we like Kentucky to win by one more point than they did the first time these two teams played, 70-62, Kentucky over Louisville 75% of the time. And if Louisville can hit its outside shots, they can win that game, but that's the only chance they really have. They've been doing that for their sake recently. But in the Kansas-Ohio State game, the reason that Ohio State's about twice as likely to win the championship right now than as Kansas is because Ohio State's about twice as likely to win this game. 65% of the time, OSU wins by an average score of about 72-67. When you look at these teams, position by position, maybe they do a little bit different offensively at the point guard spot and defensively inside, but the players, even the first three guys off the bench, look almost identical in terms of their strengths and weaknesses from team to team. So the size and the talent, I think, is there, but Ohio State's just a little bit better in everything, and in their weaknesses, they're not as weak, and their strengths, they're a little bit stronger. These are two of the best four defensive teams in the country, according to our metrics, and they're very good on-ball defenders. So I don't know if we're going to see teams shoot lights out, but we should see Ohio State as the better offensive team and the more talented deep team win that game, as I said, a little bit more often than not, by about 5 points on average.
I love the term on-ball defender. Paul Basir joining us in the Zone, the GM of PredictionMachine.com, and it's not just basketball, and we'll talk about some of the other things you predict as well, but so what do you think? I mean, what you talked about what Louisville might have to do to get over on Kentucky. What about Ohio State if they end up in the final together?
Yeah, Ohio State, Kansas, and North Carolina are the only three teams in the country that have the talent, depth, and size to be able to compete with Kentucky. I mean, that it would even be within, you know, a 3 or 4 point game on average. Our prediction for that game, if it is the Buckeyes and the Wildcats, and in this case would be the two most efficient defensive teams in the country going up against each other, our prediction would be a 74-71 game that Kentucky wins about 55% of the time. So it shows you that the Buckeyes wouldn't be that far away just in our average simulation. They do win it, you know, about somewhere between 4 and 5 out of 10 times that we play the game. What they would need to do is crash the board. That's one thing that Ohio State does a little bit better than Kentucky. Kentucky's obviously got the length and the size, but they can get out of position a little bit defensively, and Jared Saunders is as good as anybody in the country at offensive rebounding. The guards are pretty good as well. And if they can get a second chance points like they did against Syracuse, Ohio State could easily win that game. I think that's the game that people should be rooting for, as long as they aren't like a previous fan and have a distaste for one of the fan bases, just because it should be the most competitive by far. And definitely, in our numbers, would be the two best teams from throughout the entire season in the country.
We're going to be out kicking off the Major League Baseball season next week, and certainly
sure.
I don't even want to talk about who I follow, because it's just too disappointing, and most people are not expecting them to get.
Well, these are great odds as I'm looking at them right now.
The Cubs are not expected to do well. In fact, even worse than usual, despite the GM edition this year. But let's talk about who you do expect to maybe come out of the NL and the AL this year by the prediction machine standard.
Sure, and very quickly, I grew up a Cubs fan as well in southern Wisconsin, and I think you have to start looking toward the future years than just this one. That's a very rare thing, because usually it's always next year. Now that's true before the season even starts, is that we need to start looking to next year. 73 wins is what we're predicting for the Cubs. But out of the AL and the NL, the most likely champions are the Texas Rangers and the Philadelphia Phillies. Even though the Phillies are regressing in terms of overall wins in our numbers, we still see them doing very well, especially if they get to the playoffs with that rotation. And the Rangers, everybody's looking at the loss of C.J. Wilson as a significant thing, but if you realize, he was just in the bullpen for about 3 years ago, and they're pulling guys out of there with Lexi Granda last year, and Neftali Feliz this year, and the rest of the pitching staff signing Yu Darvish, I think, is at least as good as it was last year, with a lineup of defense ranking in the top two in both of those categories in all of baseball. So we've got the Rangers winning the World Series more than any other team, finally actually winning it this time, and getting there obviously more likely than any other American League team. Couple surprises I'll give you. The Milwaukee Brewers win the division by 5 games in the NL Central. I'm sure that doesn't make you happy as a Cubs fan.
How much did you weight that as a Milwaukee or a Wisconsin native?
That's the fun thing about what I do. I can be a fan, and I can remove my bias from it and do my job professionally. So nothing. There is no weighting whatsoever.
Is that with performance-enhancing drugs by some of those players or without?
I believe Ryan Braun was clear to that.
Oh, was he?
The one concern I would have is if anyone, no matter if it's the MVP or not of that team, had been previously on performance-enhancing drugs and is no longer taking them, that might change the numbers a little bit. But assuming that the past performance is indicative of future success here, it looks like the Brewers are pretty well constructed and to win that division and are currently fourth most likely to win the World Series in our numbers, behind the Rangers, Phillies, and Boston Red Sox.
Oh, Boston's back. Good to hear that.
I would also point out that when Prince Fielder was though, pizza does not qualify as a performance-enhancing drug. So,
question for you, though.
Yes?
Sure.
Of all the sports you do this for, what is most difficult to put these numbers together?
Hockey's probably, and we just launched that recently, but the NBA is another one, and the sports are similar in that they're daily games with 80-plus games in the schedule, so I like to say everything in sports is tangible except for what percent the player is trying that day, and they don't tell me when they start an NBA or NHL game, more so NBA than NHL, but NBA, I wish they told me which game they wanted and which one they didn't, because then we'd have a better chance of getting those right.
Mm-hmm. Paul, it's funny you say that, because Dwight Howard actually was quoted last night after their game talking about how when we play hard, we're one of the best teams.
Yeah.
It's just we can't got to be more consistent.
Well, look at the Knicks
usually
right
now. Usually that's more anomaly in most sports. Like in the NFL, they're playing hard. You could just assume they're playing hard. College football, they're playing hard the whole game. But that's true. Unfortunately, we found it in the numbers that there's just wild inconsistency from game to game in the NBA, and that makes it very challenging. The actual difficult sport to predict is the free-flowing nature of hockey, just because there isn't a very obvious play, and that's what we try to simulate as every single play in the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, when Greg Popovich decides to sit out Tim Duncan because he's old and you don't get that memo, you know what I'm saying? It's just basketball is difficult, a lot more difficult, I'd imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Paul, it's fascinating stuff always. We appreciate you coming on. It's thepredictionmachine.com, and Paul is the GM and a hardworking fella at that. So We appreciate you coming on. Will you predict the NBA playoffs?
We will. Yeah, we'll have that. I'll try. As I just alluded to, we just assume they're playing their hardest there. We'll have NHL, NBA, and then daily baseball as the season goes along as well.
Let's get you back on at playoff time for the NBA if you can.
Sounds good.